It's time for another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union here on Castle Country Radio. And joining us on the air today, we have Representative Carl Albrecht. First off, Mr. Albrecht, a pleasure to get you on and talk with you today. Thank you very much for the time this morning.
You bet, Jordan. Good to be with you.
Mr. Albrecht, let's dive right into it. I mean, the first week of the legislative process, and we've talked to Christine Watkins and we've talked to Senator David Hinkins as well. What has the first week been like for you?
Well, it's always hectic. It's very busy the first week because you're kind of getting your feet under you and getting back in the routine. But I'll tell you, it's kind of like drinking from a fire hose, Jordan.
Well, let's talk about some of the committees that you'll be on over the next, 40 days or so.
Okay, so maybe first I could just give a description of the area I serve. District 70 is all of Sevier County, a little slice of South San Pete, all of Emory County except Green River, that's Christine Watkins, and then the city of Moab. But these are the committees I serve on, Jordan. Natural Resources Appropriations, Natural Resources Standing Committee, and the speaker just appointed me as vice chair of that committee. Public utilities and technology, basically because of my background in utilities. I also serve on the Stewardship of Public Lands Commission and the State Water Commission.
So definitely a large group of involvement, we could say, here in the 2018 process, right?
Yeah, very, very much so. And then also each week I attend at 7 a.m. on Tuesdays the Sportsman's Caucus. On Wednesdays, the Conservative Caucus at 7 a.m., and on Fridays, the Rural Caucus at 7 a.m. We meet for an hour and discuss various issues pertaining to each of those caucuses.
Now, one of the things that I have found most interesting over the years when we talk about the legislature is each individual typically has one thing, maybe not just one thing, but a couple of things that stand out as far as a passion goes. What are you most looking forward to over the next 5 weeks or so?
Well, because of my background, you can't be everything to everybody on the Hill, so you try to carve out a niche and people come to you for your expertise, so to speak. And so I've kind of carved out the niche to be the go-to guy on utilities and energy. I'm very much interested in natural resources. As when I worked in my career, I spent 40 years working with federal agencies and dealing with them. So I'm very much involved with natural resources. I guess that's why they've got me on appropriations and also the standing committee as vice chair.
So what does today, Thursday, look like for you?
Well, Thursday, right now, meeting with you, and then going to a appropriations meeting for natural resources, agriculture, and environment. We'll have floor time at 11 a.m. till about 12:15 today, and then our majority caucus meets from 12:15 to about 2, and then I have standing committee meeting. Natural resources from 2 until about 5. I'll try to work in a 4 p.m. Meeting with the rural educators. 5 o'clock, I've agreed to meet with Utah State and some of the folks that are proposing a climate change resolution. Last year, I was probably responsible for killing that resolution, and that's probably why they've invited me. I also was appointed by the speaker, I forgot to mention this one, to be on the Clean Air Review Advisory Council. Why do you want a guy from Richfield? Our air is clean. And he says, well, we think you've got some good common sense, and we want you and some others to rank all these clean air bills that seem to come up each year, so that we get our bang for our buck. And so I agreed to serve on that 2 or 3 months ago. It's been interesting, proposed clean air bills up here that really don't make much sense, and they appropriate quite a bit of money to them. So the speaker asked me to serve on that and try to bring some common sense to that committee. So that's what I'm doing. And then And then tonight I'd be meeting with the coal folks and the oil and gas folks. So it's a pretty full day. It's a hard day.
It definitely sounds like a full day, and I know that over the next 5 or 6 weeks, we're going to continue our conversations and get updates from you. Mr. Albrecht, is there anything else we haven't touched on today?
Well, the first week's been pretty good to me. I carried a bill for the Governor's Office of Economic Development that was approved in interim committees. It actually come up on the House floor Monday, the first day. I got that approved and sent to the Senate. I've got three committees this week. Two were approved yesterday, one in the Business and Labor Committee and one in the Natural Resources or Public Utilities Committee. And I have one today in the Natural Resources Committee. So being I'm tired, I got my stuff in early this year, and so most of my bills are coming up early.
It's definitely not a bad thing, is it?
No, that's a great thing.
Yeah.
I did have the opportunity yesterday, or Wednesday, I guess that was yesterday, to meet with the Moab part of their city council folks and talk to them about some of their issues and concerns. They were up here for the League of Cities and Towns meeting, and so we had a good meeting there. And, of course, last night was the governor's State of the State address, and Monday morning, as we begin session, it was Speaker Hughes' last address, as he's not running again here.
Well, Mr. Albrecht, again, I definitely appreciate the time you've given us today and talking a little bit about the process and what's in store. I look forward to our conversation next Thursday.
Very good. Thank you, Jordan. Good to be with you.
Again, that's Representative Carl Albrecht giving us another legislative update brought to you by Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
When talking about service, I'm sure you'll concur. It's actions that speak louder than words. So with my money, every red cent, I trust these folks 100%. Eastern Utah Community Credit Union.
Now that Christmas has come and gone, are you left with several high-rate credit card bills due in January? At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, they have a great low-rate alternative to all those high-interest rate cards. You can roll over several balances to either their Premier or Extra Awards Visa card and extend your payment due date an extra month. There are no annual fees, and for a limited time, you can earn 1 point for every dollar you transfer or have your balance transfer fee waived. You can spend the points you earn for gift cards, hotel stays, or cash in your pocket. They're easy to earn and even easier to use. At Eastern Utah Community Credit Union, you can depend on us to help you start this new year off right.
Membership and eligibility required. NCUA insured. Loans approved on credit. Equal housing lender.
Eastern Utah Community Credit Union. Depend on us.